Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the original text is already mostly in English, so the below is a cleaned-up version. Saudi Aramco sells first Jafurah condensate cargoes to U.S. firms, India, sources say. South Korea, Brazil agree to expand cooperation in key minerals trade. Oil drops amid Iran nuclear talks, U.S. tariff uncertainty. Oil prices slip on U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Trump tariff uncertainty. Gold prices extend gains on fresh Trump tariff jitters. India-Brazil sign mining pact as Modi targets $20 billion trade in 5 years. New York, other states under state of emergency as snow falls amid blizzard warning. Exclusive, Tehran is ready for nuclear concessions if U.S. meets demands, Iranian official says. Can gold rise to new highs above $5,600 in 2026? Trump says Indo-Pacific energy meeting to be held in Tokyo in March. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.61 cent. Chinese export stocks rise after U.S. Supreme Court rules against Trump tariffs. Australia's Lendlease hits near four-decade low after swinging to first-half loss. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.61 cent. Asia stocks skittish on Trump tariff jitters. Hong Kong S. Regis Healthcare shares surge on strong first-half earnings. Samsung shares hit record high on Nvidia supplier speculation. Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer retires. Insider Asha Sharma takes over. U.S. stock futures drop on Trump tariff turmoil. Nvidia earnings awaited. Asia shares hesitant. Dollar slips amid tariff confusion. Reaction to U.S. Supreme Court ruling and Trump's new tariff threat. Swiss official says country may have to accept U.S. tariffs as permanent. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power. Building permits show unexpected drop, indicating economic slowdown. New home sales surpass expectations, indicating strength in housing market. Stocks jump after U.S. Supreme Court rejects Trump's tariffs. U.S. new home sales fall in December. Inventory declines. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index shows slight increase, fails to meet forecast. New home sales outpace forecasts, signaling strength in housing market. U.S. business activity growth slows in February. S&P Global says Indonesia's government spending jumps 26% in January. Analysis: U.S. tariff turmoil leaves Treasury markets dazed. U.S. Customs says it will stop collecting Trump tariffs from Feb 24th after SC ruling. Morning bid, counting the cost of tariff chaos. China assessing U.S. Supreme Court tariff ruling, says fighting is harmful. Dollar dips as court ruling upends U.S. tariff wall. China evaluating Trump tariff ruling. Commerce Ministry says BOJ may raise rates in March if yen resumes slide, says ex-policymaker. UK must be tough to reverse productivity slippage, BCG says. Bitcoin price today tumbles below 65K amid whale selling, Trump tariff drama. Bitcoin slips after earlier gains amid tariff volatility. Crypto holds steady amid inflation outlook and geopolitics risks, Nexo says. Ripple CEO Garlinghouse, Clarity Act 90% likely to pass by April. Bitcoin dips after Trump tariff hike announcement, then recovers. IP Strategy announces share repurchase program of up to 1 million shares. KuCoin EU expands local compliance and governance team in Austria. Bitcoin rises but gains capped amid uncertainty over outlook for interest rates. Bitcoin falls, hovering under $67, after Fed minutes hint at possible rate hikes. GDI property H1 2026 slides. FFO surges 29% on leasing momentum. PU Prime secures Best Mobile Trading App Award at IFX Expo Dubai 2026. Austal FY 2026 H1 slides. 34% revenue surge clouded by margin concerns. Navigator Global H1 FY26 slides, 17% earnings growth, cautious outlook ahead.